A little bit of blue, 57 degrees.
Yeah, heavy clouds are starting to move in, Craig, too. Some ominous-looking gray clouds. But there's still blue sky somewhere there as well. A little bit like the Indians playing the Tigers. Raining, no raining, we'll have to wait and see. Joining us this morning is Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod. How are you today?
Good. Indians playing the Tigers.
Yes, exactly. Ryan Merritt is pitching for us today. So Tito's trying to get his lineup figured out, especially for the postseason. So Indians back into the postseason.
Does that signal they're giving up on home field advantage because they're two games behind? It kind of sounds like that.
Well, we got
two games behind. But I'm worried about the overuse. I mean, now pitching Ryan Merritt, but the overuse of the bullpen and what happens in the playoffs. But their starters are not good news on the starters, is it?
Well, that's true, and the bullpen's going to have to become, as a group, one of the starters,
yeah.
I think, somewhere through
this. Yeah, and that's kind of troubling, too. But
yeah.
We will see, because I'm optimistic about this team.
Speaking of the word troubling, Wells Fargo, are we going to hold this company accountable for what they did?
You bet we're trying. What came out of that hearing that was pretty stunning is the pressure that these executives put on the line workers. The average teller in banks around the country makes between $12 and $13 an hour. That's the average teller. The average bank manager in the vicinity when you go into a branch bank is making maybe $15, $16 an hour, maybe $17 in some cases, a little more. But the pressure that the company put on those workers to reach these sales goals that Wells Fargo has now rescinded because they think the sales goals were too aggressive. But people got fired, people quit because of the pressure. These were low-wage workers, and their work caused these executives to get such huge bonuses. So the first question is were they going to make these? They going to take care of the people who had the unauthorized accounts and make them whole and make sure their credit rating is not been hurt? Number one. But second, is this happening in other banks where they're putting this kind of pressure? Because Wells Fargo was considered one of the best-run banks in the country. Not anymore, but it was until this whole story broke. And, you know, they fired 1,000 people a year for 5 or 6 years, and the CEO, I asked him at the hearing, didn't seem to know it. And it just doesn't sound quite true. And I don't know, there are criminal indictments. They're certainly, they've done some clawbacks and bonuses, but they give them big bonuses and they claw back part of it. That's not satisfactory.
You mentioned the possibility that this kind of practice might be elsewhere, too. Is there any indication of that so far?
I don't know. I'm only saying, if I'm chairman of the bank, if the Democrats win the Senate this year in 4 weeks, which is considered, I think, likely, I'll be chairman of the banking committee, and I want to learn way more about Wells Fargo, and I want to learn, are other banks putting these kinds of pressures on low-level employees, forcing them to either cheat, do things they shouldn't, or quit under pressure? And all of those are unacceptable. And you know, these banks are, and the executives get richer and richer and richer, and the tellers making that kind of money. I had my high school reunion in Mansfield last fall, a year ago. I sat with a woman who's worked for J.P. Morgan Chase as a teller for 30 years. She makes $30,000 a year, and it ought to be better than that considering what the executives are making.
One other thing I just wanted to mention that we also heard during the debate, they brought up the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. What's the latest status on that?
Well, I continue to fight it. I agree with Barack Obama on a lot of things, but as I fought President Bush on CAFTA and President Clinton on NAFTA and President Obama on Trans-Pacific Partnership. I know what this does to Lorraine O'Leary. I know what it does to Sheffield Lake. I know what these trade agreements have done to the communities in my neighborhood, in my state, in my country, and we're going to continue to fight. I think there's a reasonably good chance we stop it, but I know that Senator McConnell and Speaker Ryan are going to try to jam it through in the lame duck. And I convened a group of senators this week. I'm leading the charge in the opposition to that, and we're going to continue to fight it.
We appreciate your time this morning, Sherrod. Thanks for sharing it with
us. Thanks. I appreciate it. Thanks, buddy.